Hello. Could you tell me about the Kalinin Front Museum?
Certainly. The Kalinin Front Museum was established in 2005 to commemorate the 60th anniversary of victory in the Great Patriotic War. It focuses on the events of 1941 on the northern flank of the Battle of Moscow.
That's quite a significant anniversary to mark. It must be a fairly new museum then. Where exactly is it located?
The museum is situated in the village of Emors, within the Kalininsky district, approximately 16 kilometers from Tver city, which was called Kalinin in the past. The Kalinin Front was named after this city.
Oh, I see. So the name Kalinin Front comes from the old name of Tver. That helps to put things into perspective. Why is this location historically significant?
On December 5, 1941, troops of the Kalinin Front broke through the enemy defenses here, marking the beginning of the Red Army's counteroffensive near Moscow. It's a key site in the Battle of Moscow's history.
That must have been a crucial turning point in the war. I imagine the local area still remembers it well. What can visitors expect to see in the museum?
The museum comprises two exhibition halls and a lecture room. The interior design and coloration evoke the atmosphere of wartime. The first hall covers the initial months of the war and the fights in this region. You'll find maps depicting German plans, photographs, documents, and the names of soldiers who participated.
It sounds very immersive. I think being surrounded by authentic materials really helps one understand what those soldiers went through. Are there any notable artifacts on display?
Yes, alongside German weapons and equipment, there is a genuine red flag raised over Kalinin's River Station on December 16, 1941, as well as blood-stained Komsomol membership cards of soldiers who fought and lost their lives.
Seeing such personal items and authentic flags must be very moving. It really brings history to life. What is the main feature of the first hall?
The centerpiece is a diorama titled The Battle for the Tveretsky Bridge, depicting how Soviet artillery and infantry held the bridge for 3 days to prevent German forces from crossing, which was a crucial moment in defending the area.
A diorama like that sounds like a great way to visualize the battle. It must be quite detailed. And what about the second hall?
It highlights the battles of the Kalinin Front during 1942-43, including 8 offensive and 1 defensive operation around the Rzhev-Vyazma region, one of the most intense and costly zones of fighting.
I wasn't aware that the fighting continued so intensely after 1941. This adds more depth to the story of the front. Does the museum include information about Stalin's visit during the war?
Indeed. After the German forces lost the bridgehead in Rzhev-Vyazma, Stalin visited the village of Koroshevo on August 4-5, 1943. Exhibits include photographs of his stay, the house where he was billeted, and the first wartime artillery salute ordered at that time.
That's fascinating. Stalin being there personally must underline how important this front was. Do they offer educational programs or activities for visitors?
Absolutely. One program is tailored for children aged 5 and above. Participants dress in military uniforms, undertake tasks like crossing the Volga, delivering supplies, and conclude with a soldier's meal, providing a hands-on experience.
That sounds like an excellent way to engage children and help them understand history through doing, not just reading. And are there activities designed for older visitors or adults?
Yes, there's a quest titled From Kalinin to Königsberg for those aged 16 and older. It combines a museum tour with a time challenge, encouraging participants to find answers based on exhibits. Winners receive awards at the end.
I like the idea of a quest. It makes learning interactive and fun, especially for teens. Are there outdoor exhibits or memorials?
Yes. Outside, visitors can see a mass grave for soldiers fallen nearby, an artillery display area, and a field kitchen under a camouflage net with wooden tables and benches for picnics or rest.
It's good to have outdoor spaces too. It must be a solemn experience visiting the graves as well as a place to relax. Thank you very much for all this information.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy your visit and learn a lot about this important history.
I'm sure I will. Thanks again.